You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We have another vocalised roundup of accessible arts events for blind and partially sighted people now here on RNIB Connect Radio. And of course, joining me as usual is Jess Beale from Vocalise to share a few upcoming accessible events from their regular email newsletter. Hello, Jess. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm really good, thank you. Lovely to be back again with you all.
Well, we're going to start with a look into the life of Brian Epstein, who was commonly known as the Fifth Beatle with Please Please Me, and this is at the Kiln Theatre in London.
Indeed we are, yes. We're starting on Thursday, the 7th of May, in the Kiln Theatre for Please Please Me. The show is at 7:30 and the touch tour is at 6 o'clock, with tickets from £15 up to £45 for the story of the hidden struggles of the Fifth Beatle, Brian Epstein. As he was captivated by John Lennon as he steps into the Cavern Club, he set out to make the Fab Four the most famous group on Earth. But beyond the spotlight, he wrestles with his secrets, longing and love. The story of Brian Epstein, starring Callum Lynch as Brian, and it lasts for 2 hours and 10 minutes, and that includes a 20-minute interval at the Kiln Theatre in London.
We now have a musical inspired by the animated film, which is based on an ancient myth with Disney's Hercules, and this is at the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane in London.
Yeah, staying in London on Thursday the 15th of May for the musical Hercules. That's at 7:30 with tickets from £29.50 as we head to ancient Greece, a time for gods and mortals, and then this Hercules. He's not quite either, but if he's not a god, how on earth is he going to save the world from Hades? We shall find out in this wisecracking underworld adventure ride full of self-discovery. This thrilling night out will leave you ready to conquer anything, even climbing Mount Olympus. It's recommended for ages 6 and over, and the musical lasts for approximately 2 hours and 15 minutes, including an interval at the Theatre Royal, Drury Lane in London.
Northern Ballet brings to life the story of a powerful Yorkshire woman with Gentleman Jack, and this is at Sadler's Wells in London, but also on tour as well, too.
That's right. These masters of storytelling, Northern Ballet, bring to the stage the extraordinary story of Anne Lister. She's better known as Gentleman Jack, and as you say, it's at Sadler's Wells, but it's also at many other venues as it's on tour, starting at the Theatre Royal Nottingham, which is on Saturday the 16th of May at 2:30. The touch tour is from 12:15 to 1:30. Then it's at Sadler's Wells in London on Saturday the 23rd of May. That's also at 2:30 with the touch tour from 12 to 1 o'clock. At the Norwich Theatre Royal, you can see the ballet on Saturday the 30th of May at 2:30 with the touch tour 12:15 to 1:30, and at the Lowry in Salford on Saturday the 6th of June, that's at 2 o'clock and the touch tour from 11:45 to 1 p.m. The ballet tells the truly exceptional life of this powerful Yorkshire woman who was discovered when her secret diaries were uncovered after her death. Anne lived, dressed and loved as she desired, and not as 19th century society expected her to. As she vividly chronicled her adventures, heartbreaks and triumphs, we'll see them all in this thrilling production of the ballet. It's performed to new live music, recommended for ages 12 and over, and lasts for 1 hour and 25 minutes, including an interval. So enjoy the ballet at all those different venues across the UK.
We go back to London in 1890 now with what I believe was Sherlock Holmes's second ever case, and this is being played out at Regent's Park Open Air Theatre.
That's right, yes, fingers crossed we have some beautiful sunshine on Saturday the 6th of June for Sherlock Holmes at the Open Air Theatre in Regent's Park. The performance is at 2 p.m. with the touch tour at 12:15, but please arrive by 12 o'clock for the touch tour. Tickets are from £15 and there's also a £2.50 booking fee per transaction. Recommended for ages 12 and over for this new mystery for Sherlock Holmes by Joel Horwood. As an unknown woman and a mysterious jewel arrive at 221B Baker Street, as the chase begins and lives are on the line, can Holmes and Watson solve the mystery and reveal the mastermind behind the deadly conspiracy? This thrilling new adventure will be hurtling through the streets of London, down the River Thames to the heart of Regent's Park at Sherlock Holmes in London at the Open Air Theatre. Enjoy the mystery.
We end this time with the premiere of Hunger Games, and this is in a purpose-built new theatre in London too.
Yeah, the Hunger Games on stage will be at the Troubadour Canary Wharf Theatre. That's on Thursday the 11th of June at 7:30. Tickets from £22.50 up to £195 as we follow the journey of the fearless heroine Katniss Everdeen. She defies the odds in this gripping tale of courage, hope and unbreakable human spirit. Based on Suzanne Collins' international best-selling book, this original story brought to life in the first ever theatre adaptation by playwright Connor McPherson and director Matthew Dunster. So prepare for an epic spectacle lasting for 2 hours and 30 minutes with a 20-minute interval.
So, Jess, if people would like to find out more about the items we've just chatted about, sign up to that Vocalise email newsletter or just find out a little bit more about Vocalise and other audio-described performances and events around the country. Where can people go to find out more?
Well, these events and many more are all on our website. That's at vocalise.co.uk. And if you'd like any more details, please do get in touch by email. That's inquiries@vocalise.co.uk.
Well, as always, thank you very much indeed, Jess, for sharing some great audio-described events with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby. See you all again next time.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.